Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
First hour of The Mark K. Show starts now.
That's not too bad. Thank you. Yeah. What was the thing about me being informative? You can trust me to be precise? Was that a thing? Are we trying to brainwash people?
You're basically Wikipedia.
Mark K. You can trust him to be precise. You can trust him to be precise. Well, anyway, that's fine. Listen, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. We have a brand new... this is it, man. We are 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk from here on out. By the way... We had these really nice winter motorcycle jackets with the old logo. And also we had these really nice computer expensive backpacks with the old logo. Do you know, will we be getting new motorcycle jackets and backpacks with the new logo?
I don't know. Usually we get those once a year, so maybe we can just keep our old stuff on back order until it becomes retro.
I hate to wear something with the old logo because then I just...
Wait a minute. Talk to me about these motorcycle jackets.
I'm sorry. This was before your time. That was back when we had money. Anyway, this is the Mark K. Show. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We really appreciate it. This is, also one thing. Here's something that came up before we get into the White House being locked down today and them scrambling jet fighters to the Capitol because somebody invaded the airspace around Washington, D.C. Before we get to any of that, before we get to Donald Trump pardoning a turkey today and in doing so, also condemning one to death. Before we get to any of your phone calls, before we get to giving stuff away, before we get to the top 45 things that Republicans can be thankful for this Thanksgiving, before we get to any of that stuff, I have a personal dilemma. We have every year, as you know, our K's Kids celebration here at the studio and the Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Tournament. By the way, this Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Tournament, I mean, I knew the first year that we were onto something because people seemed really interested and into it. And then when people showed up, they just had a blast. It was so much fun. It went off better than I ever expected. Best Bet was just an incredible host. They do poker tournaments professionally, so they know what they're doing. But they decorated the entire poker room. It was amazing. They had the food was so delectable. To this day, people still tell me it's some of the best sushi they've had. The open bar is incredible. The service. Anyway, and then at the end, somebody wins $1,000 cash. There's also a second and a third place cash prize. There's a trophy. There were tons of other gifts, beer and vodka. And we were giving away Mark K. Show T-shirts. It was amazing. Year number two, even bigger and better than ever. So year three, I kind of, you know, you forget that every year it builds and there's momentum. But this year, we set a goal higher than we've ever set before, and we're already halfway there. In fact, last year, total, we raised $10,000. We're already at $8,000, and we still have another week and a half to promote this thing. Which means, if you want a ticket to... the Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament. If you want to come and play poker with me and the other Josh and Austin Lane from ESPN and Christy Turner and Curtis Dvorak and all these other, Ally McDeal's going to be there. All these fantastic celebrities that we've put up on our page. Everyone that's going to be there to compete in this. If you want to be part of that, you should not wait until next week to get your tickets. You should not. Pete the Job Guy, by the way, who does a weekend show with the other Josh, Pete the Job Guy bought an entire table. So he's like, I'm not going to miss out on this. Got himself an entire table. You have the option of getting a ticket, a table. You can get a spectator ticket if you want. But literally, like seriously, you're going to be crying to me next Monday and Tuesday when we're sold out because we only have 12 tables. And you're like, hey, buddy, can you squeeze me in? And I'm like, hey, buddy, no. And you're like, come on, man, I'll listen to you every day. And I'm going to be like, come on, I appreciate that. But no, if you listen to me every day, you would have heard me tell you last week, don't wait to get your ticket because they're going to be going fast. K'sKids.com if you want to get it. Anyway, so that's part of what happens is Every year here at the studio, we take the money we raise from the poker tournament, we buy these gifts for these amazing kids, and we decorate, and we put up a big tree. And it's a tree that I got, I guess, like 2 years ago, pre-lit Christmas tree. You know the kind. The light's already there, so when you put the tree together, you just plug in the plugs, you plug it into the wall, the whole thing's lit. You don't have to worry about stringing lights. Well, this morning, before the show, I went in to get the Christmas tree out. And I opened up the box, and I put the base on the ground, and I fluffed it out, and I put the next piece in the Christmas tree, and I fluffed it out, and I plugged it together, and then the third part, and the fourth, and I put this entire tree together, plugged in all the little plugs, stuck it into the wall, and like seven lights on the bottom lit up, and the rest of the tree, nothing, just pitch black dark. Seven or eight lights on the bottom. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, it must be a fuse. So I change the fuses. Nothing. I plug it in and I plug it back out. Nothing. I kick it and hit it, and I start shaking the tree violently. Nothing happened. Nothing works. None of my usual tricks. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, clearly there's something wrong with the lights on this tree. Now, when you have a pre-lit Christmas tree and the lights go out, do you just throw it away and get an all-new Christmas tree? Or do you go out and buy lights and then just pretend like it's not a pre-lit Christmas tree and you just string it around like you would any other Christmas tree? And I was curious because I'm like, well, now I either need to A, get a new tree, or B, just get a bunch of lights and string it on the pre-lit Christmas tree, which seems weird, but I'm going to be honest with you. It seems like the more cost-effective and the easier fix. So I put up a poll on my Instagram stories. If you follow me on Instagram, go and vote, because right now it's 50-50. I put it up there right on my stories. Do I get a new tree? Do I just get the lights? It's 50-50 as of right now. It's Mark K, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y-E, on Instagram. You can watch the entire saga play out in real time, and then you can vote at the end, because we're going to have to do one or the other. We're going to have to buy the whole new tree and throw this one away, or we're just going to have to get, like, you know, some of the mini lights and string them around and that kind of thing. But I've never had a pre-lit tree that burned out. But, you know, just and it, I wonder if that's something that they thought about when they created these, because if you have a string of lights burn out, or the fuse blows, or, you know, they just get old and they start getting dim, you chuck them. You go take $7 to Walgreens, you get yourself another one. But when it's the entire tree, I mean, you're talking about $80, $90, $100, depending on how big it is. So that's my dilemma today that I'm dealing with as we start putting together our holiday festivities here at the radio station. And as we start decorating for Christmas. Also, here in the Mark K Show studio, we wanted to put up a tree, but since we apparently share this space, as you know, with Jacksonville's Morning News, and we share the space with Rich Jones, and they do these TV segments on Action News Jax every day. Well, apparently, the guy in charge of Action News Jax did not want a Christmas tree in his shot. And since our Facebook camera and their TV camera is the same camera, we're going to have to, like, figure out either there's two things we could do. We could just put up a digitized Christmas tree photo on our backdrop or on our TV, or we could get, this is what I thought would be cool.
What if you could just wear a giant Christmas tree outfit?
That's funny you should say that, because there's a couple of things, very similar idea.
Like a big banana suit, but instead be a Christmas tree.
You know people that have the inflatables that on their lawn? It's like an inflatable Santa, inflatable snow globe, inflatable Christmas tree, right? I'm thinking we put an inflatable here, and that way, when we do our show, we just turn it on.
And the fan just fires it up?
Yeah, and then when we leave, great. We just cut the switch, and it dies, and it sits
slowly
on the ground.
Deflates into the,
like a,
the
like
ground,
a dead,
yeah.
Melted Santa Claus. That would be another option. Or, of course, the other option is just say, screw it, put the tree up there, and let the TV people deal with it. Anyway, these are all things that, if you have any suggestions or ideas as to what to do with our lit tree dilemma, please give us a buzz. 855-765-1045. And coming up in just a minute, we'll tell you about Donald Trump's turkey. What were you going to say?
No, I had a brilliant idea for the tree.
Yeah, we love brilliant ideas.
What if we put the tree on some kind of rig, and then we can just wheel it in and out of the shot?
Like a dolly,
like a professional. I'm sure they have all kinds of things downstairs in TV. We can just bring up one of their rigs, or whatever they call it in TV.
I thought about that, but, you know, a tree on wheels around this cast of characters, I just don't think, that's not going to end well. There's going to be broken ornaments all over the ground. That's all I see. 855-765-104. But listen, we got to take a quick break, but coming up here in just a minute, we'll tell you exactly what went down at the White House today and what's going down at the White House this afternoon with turkeys being slaughtered. And also jets being scrambled. It's really, I mean, it's a fun, it's an exciting day for the day before Thanksgiving. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Marque Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Marque Show. My name's Marque. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. So excited that you're here. By the way, I should probably let you know this now before you start emailing hate mail to somebody tomorrow, but this is our last broadcast day of the week. We have off tomorrow, and then Thursday's Thanksgiving. Friday is Black Friday, you know, or it, as I like to call it, you know, non-racially specific Friday. And then, of course, we're back on Monday. So... sorry, that's just that's the way it goes. You know, PTO, you got to use it or lose it. But we will be here. Like I said, we'll be I think we're going to be running some best ofs, maybe a little bit of Brian Kilmeade. It doesn't matter. If you need news and talk, this is still the place for you to come. But I just want you to be aware of that. Before we get into the Trump stuff and the turkey talk, we have some people online with some suggestions for what to do with the Christmas tree in the studio, the pre-lit Christmas tree that no longer lights up. Do you get new lights or do you get a whole new tree? Daryl in Jacksonville. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Oh, doing great, man. What'd you want to say today about this tree situation?
Yeah, I heard the very end of your conversation about the tree not lighting, trying to figure out what to do with it. Personally, I'd probably end up buying a new tree.
Yeah.
But there's also, on the plug, there's usually a little slot on there with a fuse. It's probably about a half inch long.
Yeah.
And they tend to break once in a while. I don't know if you checked that or not. I missed the end of your, conversation.
So. You know what, Daryl? That's a great point. Old me would have not even known about that. Old me was the guy that just would see the fuses in the bottom of the Christmas tree light box and chuck them out and be like, oh, I don't need these, along with the extra bulbs. But new me knows all about the fuses. And that is, and I did replace the fuses, but it appears to be just like a bum cord. Because even when I tried to plug external lights into the outlet, it didn't work. So I think I'm going to have to... I think I'm going to have to get rid of it. Eric from Edgewater. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, great show again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Seeing how you guys have all this celebrity money now, I think you should just give the tree to somebody. A tree, get new lights for it, too. A tree will light up somebody's life, pun intended. There's so many people out there. Trees are so expensive, whether it's artificial or live.
Yeah.
We have a Martha Stewart tree. It was almost $300. We're supporting her legal fees. But take it to an American Legion or a VFW. They'll bring it to a veteran's home. And, I mean, you get a new one for you guys. Come on. Get your purse out.
No, Eric, you're right. Look, and when I say get a new one, I mean, I'm not worried about the cost. I'm expensing it. I mean, it's not my personal tree. It's the station's tree. So, you know, price is no object. Martha Stewart one sounds great. This tree, however, though, is not lighting up anyone's life, and that's the problem. But you're right. We could probably take this one and donate it to. It's like Michael Scott said in The Office. You know, that's a perfectly good mini tree, and we are going to sell that to charity because that's what people do at Christmas. This is JD from Cocoa. How you doing, JD?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. You can come from Cocoa Beach?
Actually, I'm a long-haul truck driver. I live down there, and I catch you guys when I'm rolling through the Jacksonville area.
Oh, sweet. Well, we appreciate it.
On my way to Mobile today.
Oh, what you hauling?
I got a load of scrap paper going to Kimberly Clark.
Oh, sweet. Okay, good. That's a load of scrap paper. That's awesome. Well, what do you want to say, JD? What's your suggestion for the Christmas tree, the pre-lit tree that no longer lights up? Do you get a new one, or do you just get lights and treat it like it's, you know, a regular tree?
Well, I say you get a new one, but I also heard your comment about the TV station not wanting it in their background.
Yeah.
You know what? I say put the tree up. Their viewers might want to see a tree, too. It shouldn't be just up to him.
Well, it is. There's one. Well, yeah. But you know what it is? Maybe they could CGI it out or something, right? Don't they have that kind of technology to just erase things that aren't there and that kind of stuff? I don't know. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Tracy on I-95, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Oh, great. What'd you want to say, Tracy?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Trump stuff. I'm not sure if you're going in that direction yet.
Yeah, we go ahead. What'd you want? Oh, you know what? Hold on one second. Let's talk to Ray quickly because he's got one more tree suggestion. Then we'll switch gears and we'll get to more news and less talk. Ray from St. Augustine. What's up, Ray? What'd you want to say, sir?
Hey, buddy. So I know you're saying the TV station doesn't want it in the background, but have you ever seen that panther that, like, you can fold them up into a circle and they close down?
Ray, I'm sorry, you're going to... I haven't seen that, but we're going to... Well, yeah, I couldn't understand. We should have just stuck with Tracy. All right, Tracy, what did you want to say about impeachment today?
Well, I noticed when I was going through some timeline that the new president of Ukraine was elected on April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And the old ambassador, the female, was fired 2 days after that.
Okay.
Or asked to come back to Washington. And Joe Biden threw his hat in for presidential on April 25th. So President Trump was trying to get those investigations on the 2016 and that electric company before Biden threw his hat in. So to me, they're like protecting him, or he almost is running for president to protect himself. And they keep saying that he's going after his opponent. But when he began these desires for investigation, Biden was not his opponent.
Yeah. Biden will probably never be his opponent, too, if we believe the polling data. Tracy, first of all, kudos for going through timelines. That's more than we even do here at the radio station. And I appreciate you calling. But you're right. You're right. Donald Trump, the whole basis of this impeachment investigation is that Donald Trump was trying to get dirt on a political nemesis, a political opponent. But if you believe the poll numbers, if you believe what's happening in Iowa, if you believe the emails that you get from the Democratic candidates, if you believe Michael Bloomberg, then you know that Joe Biden probably won't be Donald Trump's Democratic rival. 855-765-1045. Listen, speaking of impeachment, we've got some very interesting news about the Democrats and the rest of the country's take on where this impeachment inquiry is going. And it's not good news, well, for the Democrats. That's on the way. Stay tuned to the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
This is the Markay Show.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really uncomfortable. But the more and more I think about it, we have to change the you can trust them to be precise, because God forbid I'm not precise one day, then I'm going to get sued for like false advertising or something. We're going to have to edit that out. 855-765-1045. Oh, you know what? Why don't you leave us an open mic message with some kind of, poignant reference about the show? Nothing about me being always right or precise or intelligent, anything that like is, you know, set the bar low. And then we can pop that in and out of our new imaging. 855-765-1045. All right. So we've had a couple people come in and comment about impeachment already today, because the impeachment inquiry, here's the thing. We're in kind of this lull where there's no inquiry going on right now. We're not really sure when the report's coming. Some people say the report could be coming soon. Others are now saying the report may not come at all. There may be more witnesses being called. I mean, the whole thing is getting kooky. It's gotten to this point now where the Democrats have to really poop or get off the pot, as the saying goes, because they've now done everything that they say they want to do. They railroaded the Republicans when it came to the impeachment inquiry and how it was supposed to be situated. They bulldozed the Republicans on the rules and who they could call as witnesses and yada, yada, yada. And in the end, what happened is they got everything they wanted, and they got all these diplomats in, and they got all these bureaucrats in, and they got all these former ambassadors and whatnot to come in and testify in a way that they felt they wanted to testify. They also had all that closed door testimony that they're going through, and they still have the anonymous whistleblower who's not really anonymous, but who everybody pretends on the Democratic side not to know, even though we know that they know who the whistleblower is. So that's where we are now. It's up to the Democrats to write this report, to put together articles of impeachment. And it's up to the Democrats to then bring them to the House of Representatives and vote on them. And if a majority of the Democrats vote, well, if a majority of the House, which would be the Democrats, vote to impeach the president, he's impeached. It moves on to the Senate for trial. Now, up until this point, we felt pretty safe and sound and secure that the Democrats were going to just impeach Donald Trump. We felt pretty safe and secure that they were going to stick together. We had a lot of clues pointing to this fact. For example, when they voted on just the laws of the impeachment inquiry, just the protocols, the questions and the witnesses, and when they got forward, when they came in and they were like, here's how we're going to go forward, let's take a vote. It was straight down party line. The Democrats all said, yes, this is what it's going to be. The Republicans all said, no, that's horribly unfair and awful. And it was a vote straight down the party lines. And at that point, we all thought, well, clearly impeachment is now an inevitability. impeachment, this whole process, all these votes that they're taking for the actual procedures and all of the 2 weeks of live hearings and questions and answers and the Vindman and the Volcker and the, everybody else who was there, all of this was just basically window dressing for the inevitable. It was the pre-show. And the show was about to start when the Democrats brought forth their articles of impeachment. That's because we knew they were going to vote straight down party lines. However, things change, as we know, in Washington, and more specifically outside of Washington. And what happens is you see a lot of representatives in the House of Representatives going home to their districts for holidays, going home for Thanksgiving, getting polling data from their home districts, getting polling data from the voters who elected them to the House of Representatives and must next year reelect them to the House of Representatives. And as they get this information, they start to think, well, you know, wait a minute, maybe Donald Trump doesn't need to be impeached. Maybe people don't think he should be impeached. Maybe if I vote to impeach him, that would be bad for my own political career. And it inevitably was bound to happen. Usually it happens with Republicans. Usually you have the Mitt Romneys and the John McCains who stand up against President Trump and say, my morals won't allow me to go along with this, yada, yada, blah, bliggity, blah. I'm crossing the aisle and I'm going to go vote with the Democrats. That's usually the way it happens. But this time around, we have cracks, as they like to say in the media, in the Democratic Party. We have cracks in the Democratic coalition. We have cracks. Not the ones that we think they've been smoking for years, but we have cracks in this party loyalty and this vote right down party lines as to whether or not President Trump should be impeached on a radio show, a serious radio show. Do we know the name of the serious radio show? Do we remember? Do we have that somewhere?
I know his first name.
What's his first name?
I can give it a go with his last name.
All right, we're going to get that information for you. But there was a serious radio show, and there's a woman from Michigan. She's a representative. She's a Democrat. Her name's Brenda Lawrence. And she was a guest on this radio show hosted by a guy named
Dean Obidala.
There you go. And it was very good, by the way. I'm sure that's correct. Anyway, so Brenda Lawrence was on there, and she starts talking about impeachment. And she said, you know what? In fact, I'll just let you listen to what she said.
We cannot. I feel strongly that for my legacy, for my time in history, sitting here at this table with an oath of office to protect this country, to protect the democracy of the United States of America, I cannot sit silent that I must move forward with this because this is egregious.
Okay, this is a bombshell. You know, they're always talking about bombshells, bombshell this, bombshell. This is actually a bombshell, because this is a Democrat who's coming in and now saying, for my legacy, for my time in history. And what that means, by the way, is she's worried that she's not going to get reelected. Whenever Democrats are talking about their legacy and their time in history, that means the polls are telling them they're wrong. Their voters are saying, we will vote you out of office. You will be unemployed if you do this. That's exactly. She's only concerned about her job. And one of her campaign managers, one of her chief of staff, or some analyst in her office, some press secretary somewhere, some data engineer, whatever. Somebody came in and said, I'm sorry, Mrs. Lawrence, Congresswoman Lawrence, we have some information for you. The people of Michigan think that the Democrats are horrible. They think this is egregious, and they think that you should not vote to impeach Donald Trump because, well, the people of Michigan voted him to be president in the first place. And now that this is coming to light, she's not only saying, I don't agree with it. She's calling it egregious, and she's saying that she took an oath to protect the democracy. And that in doing so, she cannot at all. But listen to what she says.
I cannot sit silent that I must move forward with this because this is egregious.
She cannot sit silent. It's egregious because she has to protect the democracy. And in saying I have to protect the democracy, she's admitting that the democracy is under attack. Is it under attack by the Republicans? Nah, dog. It's under attack by the people bringing forth impeachment. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, her own party. her own party, the party that she represents in the House of Representatives, the party in the state of Michigan that put her in Washington, D.C., is egregious and is attacking democracy. And she, in fear for her own life, not her own life, her own job, by the way, and her own legacy, in fear for the future of her career as a United States congressperson, can no longer stand by and watch her Democratic colleagues attack democracy egregiously. This is not just one person saying, I don't think so. This is somebody saying, I don't think so, and you guys are wrong, and you're pointing us in the right wrong direction, and we are all going to suffer as a result. And there is polling data to back that up. There are polls from states like Michigan and like Wisconsin, states that Donald Trump won last time around, states where Donald Trump is polling positively above all the Democrats, and states where impeachment is dropping. The support of and the belief that Donald Trump should be impeached is dropping. It is dropping like the temperature this morning. And that's what the reality is for the Democrats. It may be that they weren't able to prove their case. It may be that they had no case to prove, or it may be that they just droned on so long and broke into soap operas for so many days that people just had enough. And they were like, screw it, I'm over this. Just move on. Why don't you guys run for president instead of just trying to force the president out of office? You know, the way it's been done for 250 some odd years. 855-765-1045. Quick break. 855-765-1045. We got some of your phone calls, open mic messages, all that coming up. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV. K-855-765-1045. You can also leave us an open mic message if you want to talk about, you know, I mean, it's kind of whatever you want Tuesday today.
I say screw the TV people, put the tree up and walk out like a boss.
That's great, except I'm not, it's the boss that said don't put up the tree, so I'd be walking out and probably not walking back in again. 855-765-1045 is our number. Now, this whole thing with impeachment, again, the tide's turning. The tide is turning. We already heard from Brenda Lawrence, who said, and I want to play you the full clip again because it's just so, listen to this woman's. She's basically masking the fact that she knows her voters do not want impeachment, and if she impeaches Trump, she's done.
We cannot. I feel strongly that for my legacy, for my time in history, sitting here at this table with an oath of office to protect this country, to protect the democracy of the United States of America, I cannot sit silent that I must move forward with this because this is egregious.
In order to protect the democracy, I could not move forward with this because this is egregious. She's literally saying that her own party, the Democrats, are egregiously attacking the democracy of the United States with their phony impeachment hearing. And she, for one, will not stand for it or sit there or whatever she said, whatever position she's in right now. She's not going to allow it to happen because she knows that for her legacy and for her place in history and for her job stability, that she needs to vote against impeachment. Now, she's not saying Donald Trump's not guilty. Don't get me wrong. She's now pushing for censure, which is impeachment light. Censure is just basically the Democrats getting together in Congress and voting, saying Donald Trump was bad. Let it be known. And they put it officially on the record. The president is censured. Nothing goes to the Senate. There's no chance at all to remove him from office. And we just all go about our merry way. And a lot of people think now that she's, and here's the other thing too, this is how snowball effects happen. You have one Democrat coming up and saying, hey, you know what? Maybe censure's the way to go. We know that the Senate is not going to remove him from office anyway. We might as well just censure him because then we don't look stupid. And then we can go back to our jurisdictions and we can go back to our districts and we can say, I didn't impeach Donald Trump because I know you people in Michigan actually like the guy. You know, we didn't impeach Donald Trump because we know in Wisconsin you guys like him. We didn't impeach Donald Trump because pretty much everywhere Donald Trump has a growing amount of support and impeachment has a declining number of people in support of it. The number of Democrat voters who say they are paying close attention to the impeachment inquiry fell 5 percentage points in the latest nationwide survey, the lowest it's been, according to The Hill. Since the number of former and current administration officials have testified on Trump's dealings with Ukraine and whether he pressured the country into launching politically motivated investigations into his political views, more Americans, get this, more Americans are asking this question. Where is Joe Biden? Maybe we should be investigating Joe Biden. 51% of people polled said, Joe Biden, where is he? Why are we not hearing from him? He should be up there. He should be asked these questions. He should be put under oath because clearly, yeah, maybe Donald Trump did something wrong, but Joe Biden clearly did something wrong, as did his son. 855-765-1045. Jim on the north side. Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I want to get off topic a little bit if you have a topic today. I want to talk about Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL that, you know, they're trying to railroad for having his picture taken with one of a dead ISIS fighter.
Yeah.
You know, until the president stepped in and put a stop to it, thankfully. Well, if memory serves me correctly, aren't these the same ISIS fighters that were cutting people's heads off and burning people in cages and drowning people in cages? And they're upset about him getting his picture taken with one of them animals? Are you kidding me?
They, you know, basically what happens, and Jim, you bring up a good point. Basically, the ISIS people, and we won't even call them people, because I don't, we'll just call them ISIS. What they do is they behead people, and then they make training videos. You know, and they like YouTube the actual beheadings, and it's a way for them to get more support. It's a way for them to build up their numbers. So yes, somebody taking a photo with a dead ISIS fighter, one that he didn't even kill, by the way. You know what? That whole thing, I think in the end, what you'll see is Donald Trump, you know, made the right call as far as that Navy SEAL, because he was unjustly prosecuted. IMHO. Again, I'm not, you know, I'm not precise at all. But that's just kind of where I stand on that whole idea. 855-765-1045 is the number. John in Music City, USA. Hi, John. How are you?
Good, Mark. How about you?
I'm great, man. What's going on, John? What do you want to say?
Here's the deal. Now, you probably know this, or maybe I got it wrong or heard it wrong. I hear Schiff is somehow related to Soros.
Schiff is somehow related to Soros?
Yeah, either by marriage or somewhere. I mean, I've heard that from more than a few people.
Well,
second thing is, he's not going to let it die. They're going to play this out because they're just hoping that they'll, if worse comes to worse, they'll get some votes from people that's just tired about hearing about this in the media. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, no, John, I appreciate it. First of all, thanks so much for calling. You know, I don't know. I mean, Schiff's not going to let it go, but if the Democrats don't support it, they're going to have to vote for something lesser like censure or just, you know, just avoid it altogether. However, based on Soros and Schiff being related, you know, all spawn of Satan, I guess you can just kind of, you can, their family tree all ends, you know, with Satan. 855-765-104. We got to take another quick break. Traffic, weather, news, coming up in here, more of your phone calls. Plus, we'll dig a little bit deeper into what's going on with Donald Trump this Thanksgiving. Two things. First of all, the pardoning of the turkey, and also a bill he signed yesterday, which I'll share with you an actual reaction that somebody here at work had with me about this animal cruelty bill and Donald Trump. They were shocked. I'll just put it that way. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Tune in to Mark Kay on News 104.5. You can trust him?
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing with the whole persona. We gotta work on that one.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12. Starting to believe you need a warning label, man.
Oh, that's a great one. The other Josh, clip that, we got to use that one in the future. The Mark Kay Show needs a warning label. You know, may turn your lungs black, or if you're pregnant, you shouldn't listen. Stuff like that. 855.
If you hear it for more than 90 minutes, please consult your doctor.
Yeah, Jim, please. That's exactly right. If you listen to the Mark Kay Show and you stay excited for more than 2 hours, yeah, definitely just, yeah, check out a physician. 855-765-1045.
Hey, Mark, we're on our way to the Trump rally. You going to join us?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Donald Trump is having a homecoming celebration today because he's coming home. Florida, you may remember now, is his new state of residency. He gave up his New York state residency because it's a horrible place, and he's now a permanent resident of the state of Florida. The state of Florida, home of the President of the United States. And to celebrate with all of his neighbors, he's having a big rally in Sunrise, Florida tonight, which is just north of Miami. And unfortunately, I won't be able to make it because, well, you know, it's Thanksgiving week and kids and turkey and all that stuff. But definitely drive safely, have a great time, and let us know how it is. Yeah, those things are always a blast and should be a lot of fun. Now, Donald Trump has a busy day. He's got a busy day in just a few minutes. I don't know if he's done it yet, but he's going to be pardoning a turkey. There's two turkeys right now. They're at the White House, and there's an online poll as to, and I don't know, I don't remember the online poll. I don't know if this is a new thing or not, or if I just never was that into it, but apparently there's two turkeys, bread and butter, and you go online and you can vote. Really, they say, which turkey should Donald Trump pardon? But literally, basically what you're doing is you're saying this one should get the axe. And I don't know, there's no information about the turkeys. It doesn't tell you if the turkeys have ever, you know, served in the military or if they have families or how much money they make or what their political views are. You literally have no other information than a headshot and one's named Bread and one name is Butter.
There is some more information on usnews.com.
Oh, wait, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Listen, before you vote, everybody, this is great.
Yeah, if you want to get to know the contestants.
Oh, okay, good.
In the red corner is, what was this? This one's Bread.
Is Bread?
And Bread is a 45-pound turkey who likes a cherry-flavored soft drink called Cheerwine.
Wait, what? How do they know that Bread likes Cheerwine?
I mean, who doesn't like Cheerwine?
I mean, I do enjoy some Cheerwine.
He also likes bluegrass music and college basketball.
Really?
Yeah. And so now you know a little more about Bread.
Okay, hold on. What is Bread's favorite college basketball team?
Where is Bread from? Well, I don't know. Let's make it up. Probably right, Duke. No, everyone likes Duke, right? Or you hate Duke.
No, some people hate Duke. That might if Bread likes Duke, that may just cost him his life. What about Butter? Is there information about Butter?
There is. In the next sentence, Butter weighs 47 pounds and enjoys eating sweet potato fries, listening to bagpipes, and watching NASCAR. Now, you got me for 2 out of 3.
Oh, wait a minute.
I was leaning Butter until that last sentence. NASCAR doesn't really do it for me.
Well, because you drive an electric car.
Maybe if there was a Leaf NASCAR race.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, stock car auto Leaf racing.
Okay, so Bread is 45 pounds, enjoys Cheerwine and college basketball.
And bluegrass music.
And bluegrass music.
Right, so he'd love Bluegrass Boy.
And Butter is 47 pounds, enjoys sweet potato fries and NASCAR.
And bagpipes.
And bagpipes. That is a tough call, man.
Bluegrass versus bagpipes.
I don't know. I mean, I still don't think, now that I know all that, I don't want either one of them to die.
You know too much about them, right?
Yeah, now I'm like emotionally attached to both of them.
Save Bread. He's the better choice.
Why does Hannah think Bread should be saved?
Because he loves Cheerwine. Who doesn't love Cheerwine? It's amazing. And plus, NASCAR is lame.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Wow, listen to these young people destroying the sport.
Yeah, I think that's
sport
it.
Sport is in quotation.
I say save Butter. 855-765. I say Butter all the
I'm
way
going
now.
Butter for the bagpipes alone.
855-765-1045. Yeah. Plus, you know what? Bread, carbs, Butter's keto. You got to go. You got to stick with that. If you want to go vote, you can go. You can do it at whitehouse.org or something. Hey, Bill in Crystal River. Bill, thanks so much for calling the Marquez Show. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. What'd you want to say today, sir?
Well, I'm a lifelong Republican. I think I registered Republican in 81.
Okay.
And spent some years as writing speeches for the governor, Duke Mation, in the state of California.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm really troubled by where we're at today because I'm concerned that I don't think we're taking a broad enough look at what's going on. The fact is, it seems as though our president tried to strong arm the leader of another country. And this, I don't see this as about undoing the past election. I candidly am more concerned about all the ones that lie ahead, because if what happened is not wrong, then that means it's kind of okay. And if that became normative behavior for executives of our country, what would our country look like in future generations?
Yeah.
I think we would rot from within. And we have to think about, if we don't do anything, then are we going to see more of this? And then what if it was, what if Barack Obama did that? My God.
Yeah.
He would be marching in the streets, burning things to get him out of there. But now I think I worry that we're rationalizing too much behavior that the Republicans, who the Republican Party I grew up in, always held the high moral ground on the rule of law.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let me answer a couple of your questions, though, because I understand your concern. I understand your concern. And I think if you're looking at it the wrong way. And I think when you look at it, you know, not no pun intended, the right way, you'll see that the difference isn't that, I mean, Donald Trump didn't strong arm anybody. Asking for a favor is not strong arming anybody. Strong arming somebody is saying, hey, do this for us or we're going to blow you off the face of the earth. Strong arming somebody is saying, hey, do this for us or we are going to release information we have about you and three prostitutes that we set you up with 3 years ago when you came to visit Washington, D.C. Strong arming somebody is blackmailing them, is bribing them, is attacking them or threatening to beat them up. That's strong arming. What Donald Trump did is said, hey, we have some issues here. We need to investigate them. We need your help. And in the end, as you heard President Zelensky say many times, he was not strong-armed. There was no quid pro quo. He felt no stress or pressure to do any of these things. All he wanted to do was help out the president. He wanted to come to Washington to the White House. Donald Trump wanted to, you know, ask him to help investigate Burisma and, you know, whatever else was happening with there. But those are crimes that were committed by a sitting vice president. And the current president's job is to investigate crime. In fact, the executive branch is the highest pinnacle on the crime investigation and you know when criminal you know what do you call it when you the law enforcement agencies. I mean he is the commander in chief. He is the head of law enforcement in this country. So it's his job and his duty to make sure that these crimes are dealt with. The second thing is when you look at what's changed, nothing has changed with conservatives. Conservatives still hold the same values. It's the Democrats that have changed drastically. And they have taken what used to be the end all be all of you know, I guess you would call it congressional. I don't even know what the word is. Punishment for a president. The impeachment, and they have used it as a political tool. They have basically dumbed down every single thing in our Constitution. Everything that was supposed to be held at a high standard, they've utilized as a political weapon. So the different, yeah, I agree with you that we are at different places. But when you look at Donald Trump and the Republicans and the Conservative Party, they're still for the same thing. Lower taxes, less government, more freedom, more liberty, more personal choice. They want a strong military. They want a strong economy. They want the states to have more rights. They want the unborn to be protected. They want, you know, religious freedom. They want people to be able to live by the tenets laid forth in the Bill of Rights, including the right to bear arms and freedom of speech and freedom of the press. They want all these things. That has never changed. It's the Democrats now that keep coming up with crazier and crazier ways to interpret their rights and crazier laws. They just, in New York State, or in New York City, rather, outlawed foie gras, which is goose liver, because apparently it's the dead goose is you know, there when you take a liver out of a dead goose, apparently it's a big thing. So there's different ways that the Democrats have taken what used to just be the steadfast direction of our forefathers on how to govern and twisted it and turned it. And I'll tell you, if you think as a lifelong Republican and former speechwriter for California governor, for the California governor, if you feel that Donald Trump strong-armed the president of the Ukraine, I mean, I'd be shocked what you thought when actually somebody did strong-arm somebody. 855-765-1045. I mean, talk to Jeffrey Epstein about getting strong-armed. 855, well, you can't because he's dead. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show coming up on news on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Mark, the second turkey is not going to die. They're both going to be moved off to some place where they'll live out their lives forever. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, that's true. This whole bread and butter thing was a scam. Both turkeys were pardoned. Both bread and butter are alive and well, and as he said, will be moved to a farmhouse to live out the rest of their days, which I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, again, it's kind of I'm a little upset with the president. It's kind of a cop out. You know, it's like the other Josh said, participation trophies. You know, there's one winner and there's one loser. You know, I mean, Hillary Clinton's not the co-president. All right. I guess it's the holiday. It's a time to be thankful. If you pardon two turkeys, you pardon two, whatever. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is our number. And we have a couple of things, by the way. We're still getting a few phone calls on Brenda Lawrence, who said that she doesn't believe that Donald Trump should be impeached anymore.
I cannot sit silent that I must move forward with this because this is egregious.
Yeah. And basically, we got an open mic message saying, hey, well, I want to clarify something she said.
Hey, Mark, how do we know that congresswoman from Michigan wasn't saying what Trump did was egregious and a threat to our democracy and she must move forward with impeachment?
And that's true. But based on that clip, you could either see it either way. But trust me, there's a whole story on this website called Rantingly. And by the way, I forget who pointed this out to me, but one day I was complaining about the Drudge Report, as a lot of people are. In fact, there's a story on this site called Rantingly. And basically what they're saying is that Donald Trump has put Jared Kushner in charge of investigating the Drudge Report. Donald Trump has said to Jared Kushner, hey, go and find out what's happening with Drudge. Because he's so anti-Trump, and that's one of the things that Jared Kushner has now been tasked with doing, is finding out what happened, why Drudge switched sides and is now just publishing a lot of anti-Trump stuff. So anyway, these other websites are popping up, and one of them is called Rantingly. And I, you know, when I was complaining about the Drudge Report the other day, one of our listeners went on Facebook, someone who's I believe watching us on Facebook, and said, "Hey, try this website instead." And I'll be honest with you, it's great. It's all the real news that I want to read, and it's none of the fake news headlines that I don't. And I've been enjoying going there, and we've been getting a lot of great stories as well for this show. So I appreciate it. And anytime you guys have information or suggestions, you can tweet me, you can go on Facebook, you can DM me, you could roll up to the studio and just yell through the window. That's it. People have been known to do that too, because we'd love to get that kind of information. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Doc downtown. Doc, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mark, man, there's breaking news going on right now. The Democrats are holding auditions for the next group of Trump accusers. And the top two accusers, they're looking pretty strong against Trump. The first one said he's an eyewitness that Trump was the second shooter on the grassy knoll, but that's not the big one. The big one is he placed that iceberg in front of the Titanic. Trump is going down.
Oh, thanks so much, Doc. We really appreciate it. This is Richard from Arlington. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, Richard. What do you want to say?
All right. Have you seen this story? I actually watched it on Tucker last night. Schiff was on CNN over the weekend on State of the Union. And when he was asked if he still supports impeachment, his exact quote was, "I have to talk with my constituents and my colleagues before I make a determination."
Yeah.
So is he really thinking that he screwed up by pushing impeachment, or is he just trying to show people, hey, you know, I really do have an open mind on this?
I think, you know,
we know he doesn't.
Sure. And that is another big question. You know, he, number one, has always said, hey, this is what has to do. Donald Trump broke this law and that law, and he's acted in a way that's unbecoming. But you're right. He now says,
He's been saying it for 3 years.
He said, I want to discuss this with my constituents and colleagues before I make a final judgment on this. And this all ties back to the diminishing the support, not just with the electorate, but now with some of the elected Democrats in the House of Representatives. I mean, it's from the top down, people are starting to second guess this whole impeachment hoax. And again, if they don't impeach him at this point, that is huge. That's a huge boost. The other 12 Democrats, they might as well just call it quits. they might as well just go back to being mayors and congresspeople and senators, because they will have no shot at winning the presidency. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got more of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
When I'm listening, I'm laughing the whole time.
Informative.
You can trust them to be very precise.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. 855-765-1045 is our number. And you're listening to 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Very exciting. By the way, we do have some Ho-Ho Hold'em celebrity poker tournament tickets left. But as I said at the beginning of the show, if you're planning to join us, do not wait. Do not wait. I'll get my tickets after Thanksgiving. We're already more than halfway there, and only a handful of tables are left. So that's definitely a big red flag. This time last year, I think we were at 4,000. We're now over 8,000. We were at like three tables. We're now almost full. So again, if you want to come join us, it's a great time. It's a great cause. Dinner, drinks, poker, $1,000 cash. I'm talking cash. Like, yeah, if you've never watched a poker tournament, poker tournaments are great because at the very last, when it comes down to like the final two people, they just lay out the cash right there on the table with the trophy, and you can see what you're playing for. And as soon as you win, they're like 10 $100 bills right there and a big trophy, and boom, you're in, you're out. You do what you want. We take some photos and you enjoy the rest of your vacation. But it all goes to Kaye's Kids. It's a fantastic cause. And Hannah's going to be there. The other Josh is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Our friends from ESPN, some of our friends from Action News, Jax, bunch of other great local celebs, sports stars, Austin Lane, former Jaguar and now MMA fighter. All of us going to be on site for Allie McDeal from Best Bet. So you're going to want to make sure that you join us. Go to kayskids.com. All right, Daryl's on the line in St. Augustine. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great, man. What do you want to say today, Daryl?
I wanted to say that both of those turkeys need to live because they like bluegrass music, and anybody that likes bluegrass music has a right to live a long, healthy life.
Well, it was only one of them that, like, Butter liked bluegrass. I'm sorry, Bread liked bluegrass. Butter was more into bagpipes, which is, that's basically Scottish bluegrass.
I thought I heard you say bluegrass was the second one there, but if it's Scottish bluegrass, that counts, man. That counts right in there.
All right, well, listen, you're in luck because both turkeys were pardoned. And both turkeys, And here's the thing. It would not make sense for Donald Trump to murder a turkey today, because yesterday he signed a bill that makes animal cruelty a federal felony. So you can't really sign a bill saying animal cruelty is a federal offense and then kill a turkey. That's just bad press. There's very, very few ways you can talk your way out of that. But the PACT Act, which stands for Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture, was signed by the president at the White House. It was a bipartisan act that passed the Senate, again, proving that Donald Trump can act in a bipartisan way. And, it was something he was proud to do. It was something that he thought was important. And it was, we need to protect the rights of animals. Now, I actually had a conversation, and I want to bring this up because with Thanksgiving upon us, just 2 days away, you are no doubt going to find yourself in a situation where you are surrounded by friends, relatives, former friends, neighbors, coworkers, strangers, whatever, who disagree with you politically. And one of them is going to bring up something negative. I guarantee, I'm not sure who it is yet. You probably know, your family and friends better. But one of them is going to bring up something negative about Donald Trump and the presidency. And one of the things that you can use to counteract a liberal argument or any kind of liberal debate is this PACT Act that the president just signed. In fact, I already had not an argument today, but a girl that I work with here in this morning, we were talking earlier, and she said, oh, my God, my mother forwarded me this thing about Donald Trump and the federal offense for animal cruelty, because she's a huge animal lover, loves dogs, loves bunnies, loves any kind of animal. She loves animals more than people. And I think animals love her more than people do, too. But anyway, her mother sends her this report that says Donald Trump signed the PACT Act, making it a federal offense to be cruel to animals. And her mother jotted down a little note, something like, the Democrats would never do this, which, let's be honest, they never did. But anyway, she's like, that's just Donald Trump pandering, because Donald Trump, he kills elephants. He's a hunter. There's photos of him standing next to dead elephants, which I don't think there are. I think maybe Don Jr. is more into hunting. But again, hunting is not what we're talking about. We're talking about cruelty to animals. Hunting is a different story. Hunting is regulated. It's licensed. You're not supposed to be cruel to the animals. You know, you're supposed to put the bullet in a place where, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a big hunter, but I know a lot of people who are. And this is people that neglect dogs and puppies and throw them out of cars and have 82 cats in one trailer in Palatka. These are the kinds of people that we're talking about. And this one thing that Donald Trump did is this is the kind of thing that is so divisive, because the liberals and leftists and animal lovers and PETA, they're all going to love what this act does, but they're going to hate the fact that Donald Trump's the one that did it. They're going to love that cruelty to animal and these heinous and sadistic acts of cruelty, as Donald Trump said, are now being combated at a national level, a federal level. They're going to enjoy that part of it. But what's really going to kill them, and what's really going to be so crushing to them, is the fact that Donald Trump is the one that made it a reality. And they're not going to understand it. And already I've run into people that are like, he's pandering, or he's a hypocrite, or he's a bad guy because he's all for hunting and guns, but he's against cruelty to animal. People not realizing you're talking about two totally separate issues, two totally different things. And these are the kinds of things that you are going to be in store for when you go to your Thanksgiving dinner, when you go to your holiday celebration, whenever you are surrounded by family and there's alcohol involved. Eventually the political conversations are going to pop up. It's just inevitable, no matter how many decrees there are. And I know that there are moms out there right now who are going to walk in, you're going to walk into the house, and they're going to say, okay, one rule today, no political talk. Take that red hat off. No political talk. Please take off the I'm with her button, or the Bernie's, you know, forever, whatever it is. You, not me, us, or whatever his weird slogan is. And that's going to be the norm in households all over. There is something, though, that I noticed that this was something that popped up online. And this was something that someone came up with as a cure to kind of thwart this family bickering over the holiday weekend. This is a way that you can basically keep your family calm and keep the holiday political bickering to a minimum. If you don't want you and your aunt to fight, or your brothers and your sisters who are on different sides of the aisle to go at it, there is now a cannabis laced turkey gravy recipe. It's cannabis-infused turkey gravy. And the idea is that by putting weed in your gravy and allowing your guests to pour it on their turkey, they're all going to mellow out, man. They're all going to just calm down.
We can call it groovy.
Yeah. Call it groovy. That's what you do. It's a little, would you like some groovy on your mashed potatoes? How about a little more groovy for that turkey? And everybody's going to be eating this cannabis-laced Thanksgiving gravy, and there'll be no arguments. There'll be nobody getting upset. There'll be none of that. There'll just be a lot of family bonding. There will, however, be no leftovers, because everyone's going to have the munchies like an hour later. 855-765-1045. It's groovy. I'm going to need this recipe. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More things to be thankful for this holiday season coming up here in just a minute. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Morning, Mark. You know what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm thankful that WSB streamed you yesterday on their radio station. I've already downloaded the app, and I'm listening to you from now on.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's great. Stealing listeners from our own sister station, from our own company. I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for listening. And, yeah, that's the great thing about our app. If you go to the App Store, the Google Play Store, or the other one, iTunes, you can download the 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk mobile app. You can listen to us anywhere in the entire country, and you can send us delightful open mics like that guy did. Listen, before we get out of here for the Thanksgiving holiday, I just want to let everybody know that there is a lot to be thankful for, and a lot of times it seems like there's not, especially if you're a conservative or if you're a Republican or a Trump supporter. It may seem at times like you're always under siege by somebody, or that people are looking down at you, or you're just, you know, you're under attack for what you believe or what you say or what you wear or who you are. And when you stop and think about it, when you look at what's going on in this country today, there is still a lot to be thankful for, especially if you're a conservative. In fact, I would say that conservatives and Republicans and people that understand what Donald Trump is doing as president and support him in his actions and his agenda, I would say that those people have way more to be thankful for than anyone else. And in fact, to prove that point, I made a list of 45 things that Republicans can be thankful for this Thanksgiving. 45 things Republicans should be thankful for this Thanksgiving. And in the short time we have left, I'll try to squeeze them all out. Here we go. Number one, the military, the Electoral College, Shepard Smith quitting Fox News, that Hillary Clinton is not the president, that Hillary Clinton is not the Secretary of State, that Hillary Clinton is not a senator, that Hillary Clinton is not the First Lady, red states, Project Veritas, Amy Robach not knowing when her microphone is on, Colin Kaepernick still not playing football, Melania, Devin Nunes calling out Adam Schiff, Jim Jordan calling out Adam Schiff, Elise Stefanik calling out Adam Schiff, Tucker Carlson, Tommy Lahren, Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk, which they may actually be two separate ones now that I think about it. We'll group them together. Trump chopper talks, Trump rallies, Trump tweets, William Barr, OAN, Conan, the canine warrior, Clint Eastwood, James Woods, Chuck Woolery, and other Hollywood Republicans who refuse to sacrifice their morals to appease their industry. The Democrats being more worried about impeaching Donald Trump than electing Joe Biden. The fake news ratings decline. That Beto O'Rourke attacked the Second Amendment and was forced out of the race 2 weeks later. Be thankful that our president is a self-made billionaire who cannot not be bought. Be thankful that the swamp is getting drained. Be thankful for the wall, the economy, lower taxes, that so many people volunteer to put their lives on the line to protect our freedoms. Be thankful that we have a president who appreciates the sacrifice that those people make and doesn't put their lives in harm's way unnecessarily. Be thankful that we have a president who thinks that if our fellow Americans are putting their lives on the line to protect our freedoms and secure our liberty, that they should be the biggest, strongest, best trained, and most heavily armed fighting force in the history of the world. Be thankful that we can disagree with others politically and not feel the need to punch them, kick them, smash their windows, or spray them in the face with pepper spray. Be thankful that the United States will never be a socialist country. Be thankful that the men who wrote the Constitution had the intelligence and wherewithal to create fail-safe measures that would keep future generations from using the document to destroy the very freedoms it granted in the first place. Be thankful that vocal conservatives will always speak up when they or their ideals come under attack. Be thankful for the silent majority who may not say, who may not always speak their conscience, but will always vote their conscience. Be thankful that Donald Trump has been working to make America great for the last 4 years. Be thankful that Donald Trump will be reelected to keep America great for the next 4 years. And finally, this Thanksgiving, be thankful that pretty much everyone in the entire country can agree on one thing, that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Happy Thanksgiving. We will be back. We will be back on Monday morning with an all-new episode of The Marques Show. Also, we've still got tickets for that Ho Ho Hold'em celebrity poker tournament. You can win $1,000. You can win a trophy. You can win a ton of other prizes. And you can come and hang out with a bunch of Jacksonville's biggest celebrities and me. That is December 5th, Best Bet Monument Road. To get your tickets, it's really easy. Just go to kskids.com. Happy Turkey Day, everybody. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, the news, and Rush Limbaugh is coming up next on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.